Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're going to talk about help through homeopathy. And homeopathy is a big part of our practice here at the Prather Practice. There's a lot of P's. Always is a lot of P's. But Dr. Prather, what is homeopathy?
Well, homeopathy is the laws of similars. In other words, if you can, what they found is that they would take a product, some type of a substance, and if it could reproduce the same symptoms in large amounts, then it would be able to then be used in small amounts to stop those symptoms in someone's health. And interestingly enough, what they found, they started that with quinine. Quinine is what's used to treat malaria. Mm-hmm. It was something that was a big deal back in the time that they were first coming up with homeopathy. And the cinchona bark is where quinine comes from. And one of the things that Samuel Hahnemann did was he took the cinchona, took large amounts of it, and was able to show that he was able to reproduce the same symptoms as malaria. So then if you took it into smaller quantities, then you could actually get relief of those symptoms instead of actually suffering with them. So it's the law of similars. Mm-hmm. That's where the homeo comes from. And then the pathic is, of course, diseases. So homeopathy is very much like when you are working with allergies. Mm-hmm. So let's say you have an allergy to ragweed. So what
it is ragweed season.
It is ragweed season. So what you do in trying to stop the allergies is you will take a smaller and smaller dose. Mm-hmm. The smaller the dose, the more effective the reactions on stopping the allergies. So we use the laws of homeopathy in allergy treatments. Mm-hmm. And in the same way, we can use homeopathy as a treatment more on a vibrational level that stimulates the body to correct itself.
So not only for allergies, but for
everything.
Everything.
Everything. It's amazing all the different types of things that homeopathy can be used for. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, homeopathy can be used for every single disease or discomfort that people have
condition.
Out there.
Condition. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely anything. So it's a very versatile type of a treatment. It works with the body instead of against the body. And one of the nice things is that there's no side effects.
Well, let's talk about who started homeopathy and how long ago.
Well, the person who is credited more than anyone else for really getting homeopathy started was Samuel Hahnemann. He was a German. He lived from 1755 to 1843, and he was raised to become a physician. So his family had been physicians for quite a long time, so he was brought up in that. And he was disgusted with the treatments of the day because he had written that basically they caused more harm than good. Mm-hmm. So he had quit the practice of medicine and had started to do research. And in his research, with the whole thing with the quinine, with the cinchona bark, he had kind of discovered that, did some work along those lines, helped to perfect quinine as a treatment for malaria, became rather famous for that, and then started his whole schools of homeopathy after that. With actually quite a bit of success. And when he became really famous was with Napoleon, because Napoleon hired him to save France and also to save his army. Because France had gone through, the first thing that had happened was that there was a typhoid epidemic in France. And Napoleon hired Hahnemann to treat his French subjects, and he was able to stop the typhoid. First, he did a double-blind experiment. He had 200 people, divided them up evenly. And the people that he saw, only one person died, which was amazing. And basically, the other group, everybody died.
I would have wanted to be in his group.
You would have wanted to have been in his group, yes. Mm-hmm. So he was able to then be able to treat the typhoid that was going through France. And then Napoleon's army came down with cholera, and he was able to stop the cholera epidemic through homeopathy, where the normal type of treatments didn't work. So at that point, he became very, very famous and was a celebration. Matter of fact, Napoleon offered him a mansion and a salary for the rest of his life, which he refused.
Why is that?
One of the things is that people were accusing him of wanting to just doing this for money.
Oh.
And he wanted to prove that he was not... that it was not money that was motivating him, but a desire to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So he refused any payments for any of his work for all of his life.
Well, he really helped not just people, but society. He
thought that this was the answer to many people's problems, and that he didn't want to be in the way of that occurring. Mm-hmm. So he was really an altruistic individual. Was out to prove that what he was about was that he believed in what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And homeopathy originated with him and has endured until today.
Well, let's talk about that. Was homeopathy prevalent in the U.S. at one time?
Yes. In 1825, Hans Birch Gramm was the one who introduced homeopathy to the United States. And by 1900, there were 22 homeopathic colleges and 15,000 practitioners in the United States.
Wow.
So homeopathy was at one time, it was considered that that might be the dominant medicine of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It was really challenging the normal physicians. Matter of fact, one of the responses that the physicians had was they formed something called the American Medical Association. And it was designed...
I've heard of that.
You've heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
And it was designed to fight homeopathy from becoming the major dominant medicine of America.
Mm-hmm.
And so homeopathy was at one time very, very much involved in the practice. Matter of fact, when there were several different types like the 1918 flu epidemic.
Yeah, you talk about that. The
right.
Flu.
Yeah, when you had normal hospitals, mm-hmm. their death rate was 90%. It was only 10% for the homeopathic hospitals for the flu. There were several cholera epidemics, several typhoid epidemics, and each time homeopathic hospitals always did better than the medical.
Mm-hmm. Now, why did the homeopathy decline? You talked about the AMA came in.
Yeah,
talking about the early 1900s. Right?
The AMA came in, and one of the things is that they were, what they decided to do is if you can't beat them, join them.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did was they said, look, what we'll do is we will join forces on this because it doesn't have to be two separate types of things.
The homeopathics?
Yeah, the homeopathics and the medical, the pharmaceutical. Homeopathy really made an incredible difference in the way that pharmaceuticals are made. Research,
mm-hmm.
and in the way that pharmaceuticals, the health of the pharmaceuticals. So, you know, an example of that was somebody named Eli Lilly.
I've heard of that name too.
You've heard of that name. Basically, did homeopathics and also herbals quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I don't think a lot of people know that.
Right. It's actually not that well known. And then they incorporated the pharmaceuticals when they kind of joined the two groups together. Mm-hmm. But most of the best pharmaceutical companies were homeopathic based because they had higher standards for how they were making them, encapsulation, all those different types of things, was actually started with the homeopaths. Also, double-blind, randomized, controlled studies was first done through homeopathy, not through pharmaceuticals. So even the way that pharmaceuticals are proven right now are basically based off of homeopathic standards. Even today, most of the pharmaceuticals were also making homeopathics, but most of them have been, because there hasn't been the research, and one of the things that really made pharmaceuticals more attractive to make is that you could patent them. Mm. And homeopathics, because they are natural, you can't patent them. So the amount of money that you could make off of a pharmaceutical was far greater than you could from a homeopathic. So there was a huge financial type of a process on that to move away from homeopathics, even among the homeopaths. Mm-hmm. And then also the colleges, most of the colleges introduced the pharmaceutical route also within it. And then gradually most of those were converted over to more pharmaceutically based.
Interesting.
So it's been a process on that. Instead of there was a philosophy of if you can't beat them, join them. Mm-hmm. So there was a mixing in there, and then homeopathic declined quite a bit. Even though there are quite a few different types of medicines that people are very familiar with that are completely homeopathic based. Mm-hmm. One of the examples is nitroglycerin. Nitroglycerin, right, nitroglycerin tablets are far better than anything you could do pharmaceutically. The reason is that homeopathics work immediately. Pharmaceuticals take a while. And in that type of an instance, you need something that works very, very quickly. So homeopathic has continued with that particular medicine. There's some others that are still homeopathically based. So it's an acknowledgement that homeopathy works. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not really an argument on that. I mean, it's even used now and prescribed by physicians. Mm-hmm. Though oftentimes the physicians don't even know that what they're prescribing is a homeopathic-based medicine.
Well, and the royal family have homeopathic doctors. And
oh, there's quite a few people who are very, very famous who use homeopathy. Mm-hmm. Homeopathy is the fastest-growing part of complementary alternative medicine right now. Hmm. So it's something that's out there. It's something that's very well known. And it is something that is, again, being re-embraced.
Okay. We come back more on help through homeopathy.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, well, why do you need an aerobic exercise machine? It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who, I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course they all laugh because, you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room.
Right.
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about help through homeopathy. Very interesting, the history of homeopathy. And we had homeopathy hospitals here in the United States.
Very, very famous ones.
Early 1900s.
Very famous ones.
That were more successful at treating the Spanish flu.
And several other outbreaks. There are very famous cases on the comparisons between homeopathy and pharmaceuticals, and the success of homeopathy was really extremely high.
Well, I love using it and the results, and we're going to talk about that. But Dr. Prather, you use homeopathy in the Prather Practice. How important is it in the treatment of your patients?
It's probably one of the, it's sort of our secret weapon. You know, homeopathy isn't really that easy to use because you need to get the exact type of settings. You need to get the proper, you know, use of it. There's 3,000 classical homeopathics.
3,000.
3,000. Mm-hmm. There's 8,000 that have been added since then. So 3,000 are listed with the AMA and have been approved for use. There's a total of 8,000 more than that. So you can do a tremendous amount of different types of homeopathics, and there's a wide range of choice. The secret to a good homeopath and getting the success that you need is to be able to find out which remedy is going to work the best for an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to find that is not an easy process. So it is very much needs to be a matchup with the individual to be able to get the results that you need. If you don't get a proper match, you aren't going to get any results.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the great things about homeopathy is if you get the wrong thing, it's no big deal.
Right, there's no harm.
There's no harm with homeopathy. That's one of the fantastic things about it. And the other thing that's great about homeopathy is you can see the results very quickly. So when you give it to an individual, you can see whether you got the right match or not immediately.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you see a change in the symptoms. There's evidence within the patient, and I can almost always prove to the patient that it was the right thing. In other words, people are like, oh, wow, I can really feel that.
Mm-hmm.
So It's something that isn't just placebo, because the animal homeopathy is absolutely wonderful. Matter of fact, I've had several veterinarians come in and say, you know, I saw amazing results with my animals, and you know, they certainly don't go with placebos. They don't really care. So homeopathy definitely works along those lines, and it is our secret weapon. So we can get the results that other people can't get because of our homeopathy.
How is it given? How is homeopathy given?
Well, homeopathy can be given several different ways. You can do it in liquids through alcohol tinctures, water tinctures for those who are real sensitive. You can also do it in pellets. Is another way to do that, or you can also give it in shots. Each of those have a different type of a level to it, and we judge according to what the condition is, what's going on with the patient, which form of delivery is the best.
So you do all those forms?
We do all those forms.
Specific for the patient?
Specifically for the patient, and again, it's a very safe type of way of doing it, and has huge number of advantages. Now, one of the things, of course, that I always want to point out is that it's just like they made that compromise between pharmaceuticals and homeopathy way back when. Mm-hmm. We want that again today. It's not an either or. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to choose between them. An example that we had was a patient was put on some heart medication because of heart problems they had. And terrible, terrible side effects that the individual had with that. And if, well, even I told him, I says, you know, if you don't take this pharmaceutical, you'll die. Mm-hmm. He said, well, I'd rather die. So what we did
Because
of the side effects. So what we did was we made up a homeopathic for that particular medicine, which you can make a homeopathic for everything, and eliminated all of his side effects.
Wow.
So then he was able to take the pharmaceutical without any problems associated with that. And we do that many times with patients where we can take them through, and if they are needing to take pharmaceuticals, and it doesn't matter what pharmaceutical you take, has excellent results. One of the things that they're doing clinical research right now is for chemotherapy patients, you know, horrible, horrible side effects. And on the National Institute of Health was doing a study where they were giving homeopathics along with the chemo and not having any side effects. And I've seen that many times with our patients, where I can give a homeopathic for the chemo, which doesn't, what not only doesn't interfere with it, but enhances the effects of the chemo, but eliminates the side effects.
Wow.
So, you know, this is not something that is a is not in conflict. This is something that can be, the spirit of what they came up with before is something that should continue on. And if we can make that open to physicians to start to use homeopathics on a much more regular basis, I think that we will see an improvement in the overall health and well-being and how we can deal with patients.
And you're talking about, you know, them working together.
It needs to be
and homeopathy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Great. Now, when should homeopathy be used instead of pharmaceuticals?
Well, children. Children are probably the most important types of things, you know, in our lives. And research on pharmaceuticals have really never been done on children and how children respond, because children are completely different creatures. They have a different immune system. They have different physiologies. And we have never done research. Obviously, nobody wants to volunteer their kid to have research done on them, on pharmaceuticals. And children are much more sensitive to pharmaceuticals than adults are. So a lot of problems that occur as we give pharmaceuticals to children. So homeopathics should be the first line of any type of medication for any children. Recent studies on ear infections have proven a dramatic difference between homeopathic treatment and the antibiotics that have been prescribed. The rate of how quickly they get better. Also, the biggest thing was the reoccurrence of pharmaceuticals. So you have three different groups that they divided them up into. Children who didn't get any treatment, children who got antibiotics, and children who got homeopathics. The children who had antibiotics had six times more recurrent ear infections than those who got no treatment at all.
Wow. Six times more
reoccurrence that didn't have anything. And the homeopathics cut down the number of reoccurrences by a third.
Wow.
So looking at homeopathics as a means of treatments for cough, for a lot of different types of childhood types of infections.
You did that for me last week.
Yes.
I had a cough, really congested. I did a homeopathic injection. Just for 2 days.
Sure.
And it took care of it.
Yeah.
Took care of it.
It really is an excellent type of way. And of course, you know, as we're looking at that, we're checking on doing exams and then doing rechecks on blood tests. Mm-hmm. And we see remarkable results.
Well, for example, I was out in our reception room just saying hi to the patients. Love our patients. And one was telling me that you helped her with her kidneys.
Right.
I don't know if she's going into kidney failure or...
She was. She had a GFR of 18. She came in. We were very concerned on that. We started her on some homeopathic injections.
She's one that couldn't take pharmaceuticals, correct?
Correct. And, well, there are no pharmaceuticals to help with that. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things. And she went in 4 days later, just as an emergency type of thing, got checked. And her numbers were up to 32.
From 18.
18 to 32
in four days. And that was with homeopathic treatment.
That was with a homeopathic treatment.
I think she said, the ER doctor said, where did you go? What happened? How can someone change
to that
these
degree
levels that quickly?
Right.
He was blown away.
And we've had other people look at our studies, and that's one thing that we're very good at, is because that's one thing that pharmaceuticals, they really don't have anything for that, but we're excellent at getting those glomerular filtration rates up to where they need to be. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of patients who are coming in, and we're keeping them from ever going into dialysis treatment.
Yeah, and which would shorten their lives.
Which is very painful, very expensive. And if we can do that on a consistent basis, which we want to do research and show that we can through homeopathics, then this could really have a huge benefit to everyone. Congestive heart failure, that's one of the things that they found, is that homeopathics have been very, very beneficial, much less problems along those lines, which is again another thing that we really don't have a good pharmaceutical answer to. So homeopathic can be a stopgap in a lot of different types of situations where pharmaceuticals we don't have an answer to. So looking at homeopathics is a great way to approach it.
Okay, and come back more on Help Through Homeopathy.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
If I'm diabetic, it's a cruel disease. You have to carry a candy bar with you wherever you go. It's not allowed to eat it. Unless you feel a coma coming on. After 8 years of no candy, I'm like, come on, coma.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're talking today about help through homeopathy. And Dr. Prather, you talked about homeopathy not having side effects. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Homeopathy doesn't work on a chemical level. It works on a electromagnetic or a vibrational level. So what it does is it stimulates the body's own reaction so that the body takes care of the problem that's occurring, the disease process. So it doesn't force the body to do anything. Mm-hmm. Now, there are times where you need to force the body to do something, where the body's no longer responsive. But homeopathy does not do that. So you will never get a side effect with a homeopath. Homeopathy.
That's nice.
And the AMA has kept track of homeopathy for 200 years, and they've never had an instance mm-hmm. of a homeopathic damage to an individual. Never.
Wow. So are there different types of homeopaths, you know, that are practicing?
Very good question. One of the things that was a problem with homeopathy, why it declined, was that there was a lot of different philosophies on how homeopathy should work. Mm-hmm. So as you go to a homeopath, there are different philosophies that can occur. Some homeopaths only believe in what they consider the classical, only one remedy at a time. There are others who do different combinations and try to get a stronger effect. Also, some of the homeopaths only believe that you can do, only utilize the 3,000. There's those that also add the other 8,000 and then mm-hmm. other different types of things. There are constitutional homeopaths. There are isode homeopaths. There are cell salt homeopaths.
You said isode?
Isodes, yeah. Okay. In other words, it goes on and on and on. And there's so many different types of philosophies with homeopathy. Homeopathy is not a necessarily all united in how they view how homeopathy should be delivered.
Hmm.
So, you know, one of the things that I have found is I have adjusted. I've pretty much learned every single form of homeopathic treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And I do find that certain people do better with different types of approaches mm-hmm. homeopathically.
I mean, that makes sense. We're all...
all individual.
Different, yeah.
So in our office, we incorporate all the different types of philosophies of homeopathy, and then we can test and see which one is going to work the best for that particular patient.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Is there research showing homeopathics are effective? Is there research being done right now?
Yes, there is. There's much more of an interest along those lines, and they have been able, in other words, you can take a homeopathic remedy, and there for a long time they were saying, you know, there's nothing there, you know, it can't possibly work. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of, you know, one is no different than the other. But now they can take the individual homeopathics, and now that we have the sensitive equipment, we can pick up an electromagnetic vibrational difference between each one that is identifiable to each homeopathic remedy. So there is a definite difference along the lines of each single one. Now that we have started to get into quantum physics, the understanding of how they work on the body is becoming more evident. And one of the things that Samuel Hahnemann was, is he described quantum physics back in the 1880s, which is amazing.
Right.
That you could actually do that. But he did, and had a good understanding of how vibrations work. And quantum physics is how your cell phone works. 80% of all...
But they're not teaching it at the universities.
So 80% of all new inventions are based off of quantum physics. So quantum physics is the new way to go. And with the understanding of quantum physics, I believe that there will be a much better research on the homeopathics and how they work in the body, and will allow us to get better and better treatments to hit that. Now, if we could, I'm not quite sure how we could do that, if they could patent homeopathics, I think that it would just take off. One of the things is you can spend all this money on research, and then right now anybody could use that. So there's no benefit to that. Does that make sense? So there needs to be a financial reward to be able to do the research and get things up to par. And if we could get some of those laws changed, then I think that we could see a much better progression of homeopathic and its uses and the benefit towards people.
And again, why can't it be patented? Why can't homeopathy be patented?
You can't patent the bark of a willow tree.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's available to anybody. But if you can get it to a specific type of a vibrational, we're able to patent different types of quantum frequencies that are involved in all sorts of different aspects. So as we get a better understanding of it, better research, then there are some possibilities along those lines. And I think we'll really see homeopathy take off at that point.
Yeah. What do you see as the future for homeopath?
I see as the future for homeopathy as an incorporation. You know, the main thing that we're looking for is integration. The idea of everybody fighting each other that was prevalent through most of our history is something that I hope is in the past. You know, where one group is kind of is downgrading another instead of trying to find out whether it's true or not. So, you know, looking
if it's helpful or not.
Right. Chiropractic, acupuncture, pharmaceuticals, surgeries, homeopathy, all those different types of aspects, if we can have an open mind on them, see what is, do honest research that shows up whether things are workable or not. An example would be, in the 1960s, the American Medical Association wanted to put the nail into chiropractic coffin. And so they funded six different research projects to prove that chiropractic didn't work. And fortunately for them, it showed that they were all, that it was all very effective. And they suppressed that research. And then made it pretty much, if you did research for chiropractic, then you would never work for research for any pharmaceutical ever again, or any medical. So you were ostracized. So there has been a ongoing suppression of knowledge and truth. And we need to go beyond that and think more of the patient and the healthcare of America instead of, you know, their own agendas and their own pocketbooks.
And egos.
And egos.
Wow. So why will homeopathics be more widely used? Why do you believe that?
Well, it's already becoming much more widely used. In France, 40% of all prescriptions are homeopathic.
Wow, 40%.
40%. In India, homeopathy is probably more prevalent than pharmaceuticals given out mm-hmm. on a regular basis. So there has been a huge embracing of homeopathy. Homeopathy has grown tremendously. I think from the 1960s until now, it's 1,000 times greater.
Wow.
The amount, and every year homeopathy is increasing, and we're running into problems with pharmaceuticals. Antibiotics are no longer working. We're in we're pretty much in a post-antibiotic world. We have to find alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we're going to have some real major epidemics that occur.
Well, so funny you say alternatives. I mean, this has been around
yes.
before pharmaceuticals.
Well, it has a long, long history. Matter of fact, everybody's amazed that the British royal family, mm-hmm. on their length of life, well, they're treated exclusively with homeopathic medicines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just shows up. Just how effective
yeah,
that
at
is.
Yeah, the queen.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And she just says homeopathy is the way to go.
Yeah.
So, you know, finding the uses of homeopathy, and it's going to be absolutely necessary. Just in 2012, there was a huge outbreak of whooping cough, pertussis, in China, and they went with homeopathy.
Mm.
They had two different groups where they tried pharmaceutical, one group, and homeopathy, and it was just the results were absolutely incredibly in favor of homeopathy in that type of instance.
This was in China.
Mm-hmm. So it is something that there have been many recent epidemics that have come out of cholera, dengue fever, diphtheria, hepatitis, influenza, Japanese encephalitis, meningococcal disease, and in each of those instances, homeopathy proves superior
wow.
than pharmaceuticals. So even recently, in the research that they've been able to do on the test subjects, that they found that homeopathy at this point was superior because the body never becomes the bacteria never become immune to homeopathy,
mm-hmm.
whereas they do build up defenses as to the antibiotics and the other pharmaceuticals. I mean, right now the malaria pharmaceuticals aren't working, so that's why they had used malaria in an outbreak in Africa and used homeopathy, and with excellent results. Whereas the medications was only 30% effective.
Right, and when you're talking about, you're saying no side effects.
And no side effects.
Not destroying good bacteria
right.
like antibiotics can do.
If it doesn't have a negative side effect, then it can't be classified as a pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm.
So just by its very nature, you know, there are going to be side effects with pharmaceuticals, whereas by its very nature, if there are any side effects, then it's not homeopathy.
Okay. We come back more on help through homeopathy.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
I consider the blood work to be the blueprint to your health, and we've had several different radio programs on that and talked about how important it is to have at least a yearly complete blood test to find out where you are. The blood is the life force of the body. And it gives an amazing chemical picture of where you are with your health and can actually pick up all the different types of diseases that could be going on. So having a thorough blood test is one of the most important things and is recommended by everyone to make sure that your health is up to where it should be and can actually pick up any type of disease process before it becomes a major factor. So having a good blood test, a good thorough blood test, is one of the most important things that you can possibly have. One of the things that I implemented when I started my practice was a blood test that could actually cover any type of problem that was actually developed that someone could actually experience. So we came up with a profile, we gave it to the labs, but they said, wow, that's a pretty good profile. Do you mind if we offer that to other people? And I said, no, that would be fine, you know, because I feel that that's something that could be very useful. And they named it the Prather Profile. So I've actually met with other doctors before and talked to them and said, you're Dr. Prather, are you the Prather of the Prather Profile? And I said, yeah, because, you know, they get a list of different profiles. And so it's actually now a national profile. So we actually have 52 different lab tests that are actually included in this profile. It covers everything from A to Z. In other words, any disease process that you could possibly have in your body, that will be covered by this particular blood test. So it is something that should be done by everyone from no matter how young you are to no matter how old you are, at least once a year to see what your health is. If you have a problem, this will actually pick it up. And one of the nice things about that is it is actually covered by insurance. So very excellent way of actually finding out where you are and if there are any hidden types of problems that are going on, this will actually show it up.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking about help through homeopathy and just finding this very interesting. You know, I know in my own personal life how much it has helped me, homeopathic medicine, and how effective. And I know we're very individual in our treatment here at the Prather Practice. So sometimes someone needs an herbal. Or sometimes someone might need a homeopathic, and then that can come in different. Sometimes you've used injectable, you know, homeopathics on me, and sometimes oral. We have the palates too, so it's very individualized. When should you seek homeopathic medicine? When should someone seek it?
Well, I think one of the big things is children, of course, should, number one, always be treated first but through homeopathics. So children would be the first, homeopathic should be the first line of treatment. Homeopathics also should be incorporated in someone's healthcare, especially if they're not getting results, you know, pharmaceutically. Keeping an open mind and going with homeopathic types of treatments could be extremely helpful. Also, as a supplement for any type of pharmaceuticals. So if you do have a major disease process going on and you're on quite a few pharmaceuticals, adding some homeopathics along there to help keep the body strong. Mm-hmm. That's basically what homeopathics does, is it stimulates the body's own defense mechanisms and keeps the body strong and healthy so that you can get the benefit of your own efforts. Whereas pharmaceuticals definitely do take down the body's own ability to fight things further. Mm-hmm. So all along those lines are aspects of homeopathy that can really help.
for me, one of my goals is never in my lifetime do I want to be in a pharmaceutical.
Just sure.
It's a goal of mine. And so I prefer the homeopathy instead. So, you know, you can use it that way too, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is, again, everyone should be thinking of what can I do to improve my health with the least amount of side effects or possibility of problems. And homeopathy is acknowledged by everyone as the safest. Even those people who absolutely hate homeopathy know that there's never been an injury
mm-hmm.
from it.
Mm-hmm. So can homeopathy be preventative?
Yes. Homeopathy can stimulate the body's own immune system, can stimulate the body's own defenses, keep the organs working to the highest degree.
Mm-hmm.
So homeopathy is an excellent preventative type of a program that you don't have to wait until you have problems, but homeopathy can keep you strong. Now, you have to get checked on a regular basis to see what homeopathics you need.
Right.
Because it's not something that you find that Nux Vomica works for you, and so you take Nux Vomica the rest of your life. Eventually, it's not really going to have a benefit to it.
Mm-hmm.
So homeopathy is something that changes around quite a bit, so you need to...
Because the body changes.
Because the body's constantly changing. So what homeopathics you need is on a constant basis on which ones change. I do homeopathy personally on a regular basis to keep my health up because
mm-hmm.
I have a very stressful job.
You need to keep your health up.
I have to keep my health up. And I've only missed in 35 years 2 days of work from being sick.
Mm.
So, you know.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's been, and I attribute homeopathy is one of the things that I incorporate that helps that out.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at that as a preventative type of thing is an excellent, you know, if you're trying to go for the maximum lifespan, health, wellness, all those types of things.
Well, I was just thinking employers out there, hey, listen, make it part of your wellness program.
Yeah, because it's really not that expensive to deliver homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot cheaper than almost anything else.
Can it be helpful in depression, anxiety? That's such a, you know, an epidemic right now. And kids being put on, you know, antidepressants
and the high suicide rate. That's
polls that haven't even had research done on.
On children,
yeah.
Right. Absolutely. We get very excellent results, not only with infections, diseases, but also with mental and emotional conditions.
Mm-hmm.
There are a whole host of different types of products that go along those lines. There are flower remedies that are excellent in homeopathic
forms. The Bach flower remedies.
Bach flower, Australian, Paralandria. There's a whole choice along those lines. Also, there are many different types of programs that work along those lines. Constitutional remedies are excellent for emotional well-being,
mm-hmm.
Balancing out the system. So, yes, and there are homeopathics that are specifically for anxiety and depression. So finding those and finding which one works for people, we can get some amazing results. I had a patient who came in severe schizophrenic, and I put him on a classical homeopath. It was just one dose type of thing,
mm-hmm.
and the results were absolutely amazing.
Well, I'm thinking, what about the gentleman with withdrawals from opiates?
Oh, yes.
He used homeopathics.
Homeopathics for withdrawal drugs is mm-hmm. absolutely amazing. Heroin opiates are very difficult to be able to get off of. And we gained some notoriety because we had some people who came in. We put them on homeopathic opiates and had no withdrawal symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing.
Right.
And that's something that we hope to start to do some research on mm-hmm. with the government and see if we can find an answer to this crisis that we have. Because the success right now of opiate withdrawal is less than 10%.
Wow.
And that just isn't acceptable.
Mm-mm.
You know, for people who are wanting to get off of that, homeopathy might be the underlying answer.
Mm-hmm. We have 30 seconds left, Dr. Prather. I just want to give you the mic as far as what you think.
Kind of summing this up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I want to, you know, just to encourage people to have homeopathy as one of the thought processes that they know is out there, and when all hope is gone, homeopathy shines through.
Mm-hmm.
And then also just to encourage any physicians out there who are thinking about different types of conditions that might be an issue. And looking into homeopathy is something that might be of benefit, or referring to a homeopath, so that they can get the benefit of that.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, as always. Great show.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.